Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, good evening, wherever you are. At the moment, I can hear myself talk, so hang on, I'm just clicking a few buttons. Right, that's better. Yeah, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Nick Humphries Medium Show. I'm your host, Nick Humphries. I'd like to obviously just say hello to our producer tonight, because obviously Mike is producing for me tonight and producing all the shows this week, because our poor producer, Rob, he's been in hospital, he's not been well, so we wish him all the best and send lots of healing and love to him, because he does such a great job. Where he is, because he's in the States, obviously, and we're in the UK. So what have I got planned for tonight? Well, I don't know. I was going to talk a little bit about the investigation that we went to, which was fantastic. But obviously, I need to give you the telephone numbers. The first one is for the US. It's 760-283-4611. Everywhere else, including the UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. And, of course, Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. You can also get me on Facebook, International Medium Nick Humphries, and also on my website, www.nick-humphries.com. So everybody who's listened to me, welcome. If you're new, a massive welcome to you as well. I hope you enjoy the show. Yes, so let me go on about this very quickly, about this investigation that we had last weekend, and the what was that? The very small theatre in a place called Crosshands in West Wales. Beautiful, beautiful theatre, but we had quite a lot of activity. Some of it, we have to be quite careful. We have to have logical brains on as well, because some of the information we were kind of like, really, did that happen? So, we wouldn't be doing our jobs properly if we didn't investigate it. So that's what we were there for. But we got some fantastic shots of orbs. We heard some fantastic noises. We had lots of people being either, stroked on their hair or pushed or legs going wobbly. It was a really great night. We have to take all the information that we got. Cause obviously myself, Michelle Morgan and the lovely Karen Evans, we were walking around and picking up information about the place, and the scribes were writing everything down, and everything that we were saying or anybody else that was saying, it was all taken down, and it's been taken away now to be investigated. So we look up on the internet about that place, and that's primarily what we do. We don't just take members of the public along just to have a good time, which we do, because it's a great thing to do. And but we have to really, take away the information, find out if everything fits. And sometimes it doesn't. But what we did do, we had several different groups. We had three groups, and it was really great to collaborate at the end of the evening to find out whether or not some of the information was correct or we had the same stuff. And we did on a lot of it, but there were some bits that just big question mark. Now, I'm not a skeptic, because I am a believer, but we did have skeptics there, and it's always great to see skeptics' point of view, and even one skeptic, which is Michelle's husband, he made us laugh, because he's willing to try and look at it at both points of view, which he's there for, and it was his expressions and his comments that he came out with, that he just couldn't explain certain things. Now, there was one incident, actually. We were standing by the stage, looking into the auditorium and up to the balcony, and we could see the booth where they showed, the film booth, where they shine the films through. And as we were standing there, we could see somebody walking across from one window, and then in the other window, somebody was just standing there staring. Now, one person had a camera and took a photograph, nothing on there. But yet, I've just had an email with a collection of photographs, and one of them was of this booth at the time that we were all looking. And there's actually a really big orb on the other side of the glass. So, and I've had this experience before at a place called Llanstefan Castle. On the camera, this photograph was taken, and actually on the camera you could see a man standing there with a, you know, looking through a window, the face, the hair. But when we actually transferred it from that to a computer, it was an orb. So it was really, really interesting to see all this. So it was a great night, really, really great night. And obviously we're doing more. We've got the paranormal investigation at the Melview in June, I believe that is, and which is, where is it? Yeah, on the 16th of June. And then we've got another paranormal investigation at the lovely Halfway Hotel in Llanelli. Now, all these people are local to us, okay? Just look up on our websites, okay? On my website, www.nick-humphreys.com, and you can go on there and you can see all the information about the paranormal investigations that we're doing. We are absolutely, now we're looking at more dates and more places, and they're not going to be extortionate, you know, because it doesn't need to be, I don't think. But it's such a good time had by all, I have to say. And it was just good to see. It was good to see. We had lots of equipment going. We had this, I bought this new sensor, and I put it on top of the balcony, and every now and again, you know, it would just go off on its own. It was amazing. And we had all sorts of stuff going on. But if you guys have ever had or been on a paranormal investigation, why don't you email me your experiences, okay? At info@nick-humphreys.com. Okay, I'd love to hear your experiences, or even PM me, or put them on my Facebook page, okay, which is, you know, Nick Humphreys, or International Medium Nick Humphreys. And I'd love to you know, see what you get as a guest on these things as well, because it's always great to just go around and go to places that are different. You know, there's we've done Margan Castle as well. That was fantastic. I enjoyed doing Margan Castle. I was a little bit disappointed because for such a big castle, we were only allowed in certain rooms. Now, I knew, because Spirit had told me, that there was a secret passage and we weren't allowed to go there, or we weren't even allowed to go down to, I've just been told, Mitchell Priory. I don't, Mitchell Priory, last week. There you go, that's one to look for. But it was the fact that knowing there was stuff there, but we weren't allowed to go there. It was a great shame. And you'll find that in a lot of places. Obviously, there's a health and safety issue. So, you know, it is a great shame. Anyway, so I'm going to finish there, because what I want to do is I want to change the format of my shows a little bit, because I am aware that I don't really want to disappoint a lot of people about the fact that you're phoning in and you can't get a reading, because I only do readings for a short period of time. So I'm going to change it slightly. Let's see how it works, okay? I'm going to go to the telephone lines after some music. I'm going to open the telephone lines up in about 5 minutes. We're going to have some music in a minute as well. And it's just that way. But also, if you go onto my Facebook page, you can also dedicate some music as well. And I'll put it in the list of dedications. And I will, you know, I will play that music. As you heard last week, I had a friend of mine. He wanted me to read out his poem, or some of his poems. So I think I read out one in the end. But you know, I'm willing to do that. I don't mind, because it's what we're about. We're entertainers, aren't we? We're here to entertain and also link to the lovely spirit world, which, you know, obviously I adore. And it's great fun. So I'm going to cut it a little bit short. I think I'm going to ask for the music to come in now, okay? Enjoy the music. Again, I think it's an 80s track in there somewhere. It's bound to be an 80s track, knowing me. Just listen to the music, okay? I'm Nick Humphreys, your host for this evening, for the next hour and 50 minutes or so, okay? Just sit back, relax, enjoy as we go to the music. Okay, just waiting now just to. I thought we were going to have two tracks there, but obviously not. So, just the way it goes, hey, when we're doing live radio. So, obviously, I can't get these buttons to press. Click, 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 click. Never mind. So, what we do is we're going to open the telephone lines. Okay, if you want to read in, just call in 760-283-4611. That's for the US. For the UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. And obviously, you've got the blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. I'm your host, Nick Humphreys, and this is my show, the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. So, yeah, as you heard me talk about the paranormal investigations, and on my advert, my opening advert, I was aware of this as I was listening in. It does say that obviously I'll be having special guests and we talk about different topics. Yes, this will be happening, but I do feel that maybe not every week, you know, because I want to do readings, you know, I want to do what I love, and I want to connect to you people as well. Cause, again, you know, it's great to connect to beautiful people. It just is. So let's do it, shall we? Let's just go to the telephone lines, okay? And let's see who we have on. I believe we have. Is it Holly? Do we have Holly? Okay, maybe you don't have Holly. Okay, so let's see who else we've got.
Hello?
On. Oh, maybe we do have Holly.
Yes, it's Holly.
Hello, Holly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. Whereabouts are you calling from?
Of Seattle.
Seattle. Okay, I don't think I've spoken to anybody from Seattle. Okay, welcome to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show.
Thank you.
How can I help you?
Do you speak to the other side or you just take a direct question?
I do speak to the other side. It all depends, really. It all depends if they want to speak to me. So if you've got a question, ask a question, or if it's just a general reading, then I can just do that. Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
I'm just wondering if I'm in between jobs.
Okay,
I'm at my mother's house. I'm wondering how much longer...
Okay, thank you. Sweetheart, okay, as you're talking, okay, and I want to stop you from talking because I don't want you to feed me too much information, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. I've got a lady presenting herself from Spirit World, okay? She stands, can you come forward a bit? She stands about 5'8", okay? 5'8", 5'9". Lovely, lovely lady. Very, can I say that? Okay, thank you. Very flamboyant lady. What I mean by that is that she's well presented, okay? Thank you. She's got glasses.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. And she's talking to me as if she's grandmother. Okay, so this would be a grandmother that's linked to you on the spirit side. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. And she's almost like she's like a figure of authority with her as well. So this would be a lady of how to say that? Can I say that again? Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you. She just said to me, I'm a lady of many words, but very many wise words. Okay, she had a very intelligent, very logical brain inside her head. You understand this with her?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay, thank you. Right, she's just talking about the fact of what you just said about staying or being at your mother's house, okay? Okay,
thank you. Mm-hmm.
Again. Okay. Right, she's just saying to me, you know, sometimes, so can you just say it again, and I'll say it in your words instead of my words. Say it again. Okay, she needs to be there. You need to be there, she's saying, okay?
Oh.
Okay, thank you. Why is that then? Okay. She's saying you just need to be there for a short while, okay? You just need to be, thank you. She's talking about collecting your thoughts. You need to be there to collect your thoughts. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, she's talking about the fact that actually sometimes you could be like a runaway train. So, do you understand this with yourself? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, she's talking about full steam ahead. It's like you do things full steam ahead and you just... Okay, thank you. Oh, thank you. Really? And she's telling me that's why you ended up at your mother's. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Okay, she's talking to me that you actually need to learn. Okay, you need to learn. Calm down and learn. Okay, thank you, say again. Okay. Actually, it's quite an important lesson that you need to learn, she's telling me. Sweetheart, okay, thank you. Okay. Also, just very briefly, okay, she's just mentioned granddad as well. Can I have a look? Is he there with you, sweetheart? Okay, yeah, and granddad's in spirit as well with this lovely lady. You'd understand that with her and him?
Yes.
Okay. Because they're very strong. Very strong union, okay? Thank you. Okay. Right, so she's just... Can you just say that again? Okay. They're talking about... well, he's just said... He's just come through because he misses... Miss who, sweetheart? Okay, misses the family. Misses the connection. Okay, sweetheart. Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm getting the feeling with granddad, okay, in spirit world, that he would have either had... Can you say that again? Can you give that bit to me again? Okay. Okay. He's given me a sick feeling, okay? So he passed over with a sickness, or he was either being sick and passed. Would you understand that with him?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's making my stomach churn. He's making it really... Oh, it's not nice. Okay, thank you. Okay, so I've only said that because I need to make the connection with you. But he's also at about the same height as Gran would be, okay?
Okay. So they're on my dad's side.
They're your dad's side, eh? Okay.
Yeah.
They haven't given me that information, but they to me, they look as if they stand the same height as each other. Okay, thank you. He's telling me, okay, that he was quite strong, okay, like he was a very strong man, okay, but he lost his strength towards the end, okay. You'd understand that with him.
Okay. Yeah.
So can you give him a bit more? I'm talking to them for a minute, okay. Just hang on a second. Give me a bit more insight about this, about her work or whatever it is. Okay. I just heard the word. You lost your last job. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Say again. Okay. Now you can obviously you can tell me if I'm wrong here, but she's talking about blame, like either you were blamed for something and you lost a job.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. But I don't know why I need to say this as well, because she's telling me for you to be more careful. Now I don't feel like you were doing anything wrong, but she's just telling me that you need to be a bit more careful. Say again. Okay. Oh, okay. She's just ended that with the friends that you choose. Do you understand this?
Oh, no.
Just hang on. Let me work this out. Hang on. Whoa. Hang on. What do you mean by that? Okay. Say again. Bit more careful with. Oh, okay. I see what you mean. Right. It's not friends that you choose. It's like the work colleagues that you mingle with or that sort of thing. That's what she's given me. Do you understand this? It's like it's work-based. There's either some sort of blame towards you at work and it caused you to lose your job.
Yeah.
Do you understand this? Yeah?
Yeah, like okay, backstabbing.
So she's telling me this happened, but you need to be... Okay, thank you. Be a bit more careful about who you pick to be your friends at work. That's what she's saying. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Right, hang on a second. Okay, can you give me that? What month is that then? Okay. She's giving me June or July. Okay, I can see the J. Okay, so it's either June or July that she's given me. That there's something a new energy coming in for you around the work situation. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But also, really. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Are you also looking? I'm not going to ask you the question. I'm going to tell you, okay? But she's also talking about a new man.
Yes, I would love a new man.
Okay. And I think this comes in, from what she's saying, around the same time, okay, as the new job. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Is that right, sweetheart? Okay. And actually, Can you give me what? Okay. I want to say actually he's quite a large gentleman. Okay?
Okay.
That's the impression that she's given me. She's showing me a gentleman that's quite large. Either he's really muscly or he's just big boned, big guy in general. But a loving guy, okay?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Can you say hello to who? Say hello to who? Okay. Okay. She's just making my attention, or taking my attention to a little girl that would be on the Earth plane. Okay, thank you. Okay, connected to her family. Connected to the family she's talking about. You understand this?
Are the grandparents, my stepdaughter's grandparents on the other side?
All she's just saying to me is, I want to say hello to the little girl that's on the Earth plane. Okay, and grandchild she's talking about. Grandchild.
Oh, my gosh. So it's my stepchildren's grandparents, I think.
Right. Okay.
I haven't given
you the link of who I feel that they're dressed to, but okay, can you give me? I feel that they are more. Okay, thank you. More dad's side of the family than. Okay, so more dad's side of the family she's given me. But she's adamant she wants to talk or say hello. If you could pass on a hello to. Say again. Okay, she's given me a girl that would wear yellow ribbons in it. It may not even be a little. She may not even be a little girl anymore. Okay.
Yeah.
A little girl that would have yellow ribbons in her hair. You'd understand this.
Yeah, that's my stepdaughter. She's going to be 13 next week.
Okay. She wants to say hello. Just pass on a hello. So why?
Yeah,
I think that's
her grandmother.
Okay. Okay, but this is, I still feel strongly, and I have to give it to and stick with it, that this is probably somebody that's on dad's side of the family, okay?
Yeah, her dad, my ex-husband.
Okay. It's really bizarre, because sometimes, you know, we do get spirit come through that you wouldn't believe, you know, like, as you say, your ex-husband's step-grandmother or whatever it is, okay? Because they obviously made some sort of connection with you, okay? And they've got something to say. And sometimes they can be people that want to come through and give you guidance, which she is lovingly doing, okay? She's telling me that you need to be at home with your mum for now, okay, to learn your lesson. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Why is she talking about cookies? Why are you talking about cookies? Okay. Cookie crumble. Cookie. Do you understand cookie crumble? I don't.
No.
Okay, what do you mean?
Like, I'm a lot like my mom. Is that what they mean?
Well, she just very mumbled very quickly, cookie crumble. No, I've just had crumble. That was very nice. Okay. What are you... Okay, sweetheart. Okay. Cookie. Okay. Oh, okay. Very sweet, she's talking about. Very sweet. You're always very sweet, she's saying. Okay? Cookie crumble. I don't know why. Okay. Okay. So, we're looking for you, okay? June, July, okay? Where this new energy starts to come in for you, okay? For a job, and also for either a relationship or a man comes into this, okay, as well. But you need to be with your mum. That's your question to me. You know, I want to get out. But you need to be there at the moment. You need to learn from your past. We all need to learn from our pasts, okay? But you need to learn that you just can't always go full steam ahead.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. She's just saying, just take your time, okay?
Okay.
There's no hurry. There's no hurry, okay? She's just saying... All right, sweetheart, I'm going to finish there.
Okay, yes.
Okay, so thank you very much. But if you want to listen to it again, just to take notes and stuff, just go to the archives on mikespirit.fm. It's there for your leisure to listen to whenever you wish.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Take care. So, it's always really weird. Sometimes, you know, we have to think outside of the box. You know, we could be, I could be in a church. Or on platform, and I'll have this link with spirit, and you have to listen or see information I'm getting, because it may not even be for you, but you might know the people that it's connected to, and you might be the messenger. So it's like you have to listen to the information that I'm saying and take that away and go away and say to that person that you believe it's for, do you know what? I had Johnny come through on the radio station. I thought it was for me, but actually it's for you. And it will make that person's life a little bit lighter, you know, a bit more happier, because there could be a reason for it. We just don't know. And don't always expect the person that you would most like to have come through to come through, okay? Because it's not the right time, okay? It's just that sometimes there's a greater meaning for it, you know? I've had people come, you know, I desperately want to talk to my dad, and I have great-grandfather twice removed or whatever it is come through, you know? And it's just because they needed to, okay? And they've got something to say to you that you need to listen to. You know, they wouldn't come through. No spirit would come through for the hell of it. They just wouldn't do it. They would come through because they have a reason for it. It's just the way it works. And that's my logical thinking on it. That's just how it is. You know, yes, I can, if I'm doing trance mediumship and somebody says to me, you know, I want my grandmother to come through or my great-grandfather or my mum or my dad to come through, then I have to be really strict about who does come through. And I talk to my helpers, my guides, and say, right, I really would like this person to come through to show themselves to their loved ones. And it works. But not always. Just not always. But 99% of the times when I'm doing trance, it is like that. So, it's just a word of warning, because I don't want people to come on and think, you know, I really want to listen to, you know, my dad or my mum or my aunt or my sister or my brother, and, you know, and only get their gran, you know, but listen to their words, listen to what they're saying, listen to the messages and the meanings in it, okay? It's all out of love, an unconditional love of where we go to, you know, when we go back home, out of our physical bodies, we go back home to the spirit world, okay? Whence we came, okay? And it's all unconditional, and they come through for you guys. So I'm going to go back to the telephone lines. I'm going to catch my breath, have a bit of a sip. So I'm going to go back to the telephone lines and see what we've got. I believe we've got Anna.
Hello.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm out of breath, but I'm good. No, I'm fine. Whereabouts are you calling from, sweetie?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Maryland. Okay, lovely. Lovely, yeah. Part of the world, Maryland. Okay. Okay, yeah. And how can I help you?
My question is related to my love life. I've been seeing someone that I like named Matthew, but I'm not sure where it's heading. I feel like I've been doing a lot of work since my last relationship to make better choices, and just wondering what you see or messages you have around the situation.
Okay, let me just link in for a minute, because as you're talking, I am aware of a gentleman that's coming close to me, and he's quite tall as well. He's a little bit taller than me, so 5'10", I want to say. Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. He's okay. His words to me is, I'm a man's man, okay? So he's quite a strong character, this gentleman, okay? Can you give me a bit more information, sweetheart, apart from you're a man's man? Okay. And I don't mean that in a... Okay. I don't mean that in any horrible sense. It's just the way he's coming through, okay? It's his personality. Okay, thank you. Can you give me a bit more? Okay. I want to go towards father figure with this gentleman. You understand I'm a father figure in spirit?
Yes, that's probably my dad.
Okay, thank you. He's just giving me the words old-fashioned. I'm old-fashioned. You understand this?
Yep, that's him.
Okay, so, okay. Okay, just a bit more, give me a bit more. Okay, come forward a bit more. Okay, thank you. Okay, so she wants to know about her love life, sweetheart. Can you just tell me, what's the rush? Okay, right, okay. So, okay, right, he's just telling me to calm down, okay? Because what I'm doing, so I like to walk around, and he's whoa there, sir, just calm down. So, right, thank you. Okay. He just said to me, she's looking too deep. You don't understand this. Is that right?
I think so.
Okay. So you'd understand, actually, you're a lady that would look at star signs and stuff like that. You'd understand this, because he's talking about the fact that you like to make things right. I mean, everybody does, but do you understand where he's coming from with this?
Second.
Okay. So you're okay. Why did she keep going on about that then? Okay. So you like matching up star signs. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. So again, can you just show me that star sign? Okay. I keep hearing the words Cancer Scorpio, but I'm. Can you just give me a bit more? Give me a bit more. Okay. Why? I have to give it to you, sweetheart. It just keeps talking about Cancer Scorpio. Now, I'm not an astrologer, okay? I'm a Scorpio, but I'm not an astrologer. But he keeps talking about Cancer and Scorpio. He keeps saying it over and over again. Okay, Cancer Scorpio. So is it one or the other? Is it both? Okay. All right, okay. Okay, how do I say that live on air? Right. So, okay, thank you. So he's giving me this, okay, take it as you will, okay? He's talking about Cancer being very logical, okay? And, okay. And very clever. But he's talking about Scorpio as being the sexy side of the zodiac, okay? And he's saying, this is what you're looking for in one person. You understand this?
He's saying it's what?
Right. I'm trying to be careful on the information, what I'm getting, because it's really bizarre. He's talking about Scorpio and Cancer. Okay. So he's talking about the fact that there's the cleverness of the Cancer, sorry, the Scorpio. Sorry, Cancer. I'm getting it right. He's tutting now. The cleverness and it's like the cunning. They're very cunning Cancers, okay? But very clever. Okay, thank you. Okay, he's giving me another word, and I'll give you that in a minute. But he's talking about Scorpio, but it's together they're a perfect match, and that's what you're looking for, the perfect match between the two. You'd understand this. It's really weird why I'm getting this. Can you give me that? Okay. Right. And who's that then? Right. Can you give me a bit more insight to what he's talking about? What I'm talking to now, sweetheart, is a lovely lady that's come into my room, okay? And he's standing. Mm-hmm. She's standing next to him, and she's just tutting, okay? And okay, thank you. And she's talking about the right man, okay? The right man. When people ask me questions on love, it's always the hardest one, because it's so. I want to get it right for you, okay? But I got this gentleman talking about the two signs, okay? And as I say, take it as you will, because he's talking about Cancer and Scorpio. Is that right? Yes, Cancer and Scorpio. And the fact that they are a perfect match together, okay? And this is what you are looking for. You are looking for the perfect match, okay? But the lady, on the other hand, is looking at him, shaking her head and tutting and just saying, you know, the perfect one will come to you, okay? Well, okay, give me that then. Okay. She's also just talked about the colour green. Okay, now to me, colour green is love, because I always think of my heart chakra as green or pink, okay? But green is one of them. But this gentleman will probably like green as well. Okay, thank you. Say again? Okay. Can you give me a bit more? Is there any other thing you want? Anything else you want to talk about? Okay. Okay, thank you. Also, I'm being given the idea, actually, have you've been thinking about redecorating or painting something?
Not lately, no.
What's that then? What's that then? They're giving me the impression of painting. Oh, okay, thank you. Right, okay, is that what you mean then? Okay, thank you. Repainting, redecorating, so what, it's not a physical thing, okay? Give me the idea then, sweetheart. Okay, thank you. They keep going to me about bringing more colour into your life, okay? Okay, thank you. Because they're painting with paintbrushes. Okay, thank you. Okay, time for a change. Right, it's time for a change, okay? A time for a change for you.
Okay.
Okay, right, sweetheart. I want to go back to Scorpio and Cancer business. Do you understand what they're talking about this? Because he's quite adamant about this.
He was never really into that stuff, and it's funny that.
No, I'm not an astrologer, but I know that obviously Cancer and Scorpio, when you put them together, they're supposed to be quite good. Okay, but not from my experience. Okay, but talking about the Cancers are very, very clever minded, but the Scorpios are very protective and very, very good at what they do, and they're okay. Thank you. Also, they're very loyal, which is what you should say. Okay, thank you. Okay, it's talking about the last one. So you're looking for somebody that's loyal because the last one wasn't quite as loyal as you thought. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, right. Is that what you mean then? Okay, right. Because it's talking about Scorpio. Obviously, Scorpio's got a sting in the tail. So it's like you've got stung. So don't get stung again, okay? Okay, hang on a second. Okay. Okay. Look to what? You really want me to give that a bit of information? Okay. It's talking about... it keeps saying about look to the west, and I have no idea what he means. Look to the west. Look to the west. I don't... okay. Okay. Which is a bit bizarre. Okay. So... Right. Look to the west? What's that mean? Okay. So... Thank you. Are you planning a trip? Is he talking about look to the west? A trip? So look westwards?
I've been thinking about going somewhere, but I haven't planned it yet.
He's talking to me about westwards. So either you're going to go westwards, and this is where you'll meet this gentleman, okay? But he's talking about westwards. Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Okay, and the lady has just come through because she's actually backing away, but she's wanting me to present you with a bouquet. Okay, thank you. So again, okay, what's that for then? What's that for? Okay, you're talking about a birthday? When's that then? Have you got a birthday coming up? Because she just said to me, can you give this to her for her birthday? You understand this?
September.
Okay. Okay, oh, it's a bit far away, but she's talking about a birthday. But they're white flowers. I'm not very good at the names of flowers, but white flowers. Okay, thank you. Some pink flowers as well. Thank you. Okay, and there's a couple of red flowers, but it's a lovely bouquet, but she's quite adamant. Can you give this to her for her birthday? But, I mean, going back to your question, I know the information's been a bit bizarre, okay, but I think actually what it could be is that when you find this gentleman, say again. Okay. He's just saying, go west, okay? You'll go west and you will meet this gentleman. And I think you'll find actually he's going to be either a Scorpio with a Cancer rising or the other way around. Okay? So that's what that is. Because you want somebody that's loyal, and Scorpios are very loyal, okay? But also you want somebody that's intelligent and, just be able to look after you and so on, which a Cancer person can do. I'm not saying a Scorpio person can't, but Cancer will do as well. So it's really strange, really, because they're not giving me any more information than that, and I don't really want to keep going over, so I'm going to cut it there, okay?
Okay.
I'll tell you what you do. Go to the archives on mikespirit.fm, okay, and listen to it a couple of times. See if you can make more sense of it, because it's a bit wacky, I understand, okay?
Okay.
but take their love from the spirit world, okay, sweetheart?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See, we sometimes just don't know what's going to happen. During a reading, which don't know. I'm not an astrologer, and it's not something really that I'm not clued up on. It's something that just really hasn't grabbed my attention. So anyway, we're going to go back to the telephone lines, and we're going to I'm going to ask these lovely gentlemen to leave because he hasn't left yet. Thank you, sweetheart. Can you just go? Thank you. And I'm going to go back to the telephone lines. And I believe we've got Roberta.
It's Roberta.
Hello. Hi, Roberta. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. And thank you for waiting. I know there's obviously people, you know, been waiting for a little while. Whereabouts are you calling from, sweetie?
I'm calling from Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton, New Jersey, right, okay.
Yes.
Geography's not that great, but welcome. And how can I help you?
Thank you. I met somebody, and we didn't really meet yet, but I want to know what you think of how it's going to go, because he's already telling me he loves me.
Oh, sorry. Right, okay. So I'm not laughing at you. I'm just laughing.
I know.
Okay. So this is an internet thing, yes?
We've been talking for about a month.
Okay. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. I'm just linking in. I'm just asking spirits to come forward and see what they say. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. Sweetheart, and I have to say this, and I will be as honest as I possibly can, because I have to give you everything that spirit tell me and show me. Okay. But I've got this.
Okay.
Dear lady, come into the room, okay? Okay, thank you. Say again. Okay. Okay. She's talking to me as if she's Gran on mum's side of the family. Would you understand this? Very strong character. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, actually, say, hang on. I want to stop you there. Hang on. Say again. Okay. I want to take your attention. You got mum in spirit? You understand this?
No, my mum is still alive.
Your mum's still alive. So this is grandmother on mother's side, okay? And I want to say, very much like your mum, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very strong in her expressions and what she wants to say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. And she also, she stands, let me give you a bit of a description. She's got, okay. She would have had greyish hair on her passing. She would have stood about, can you come forward a bit more? Okay, thank you. I would say about 5'7", okay? 5'7", 5'8" with her. Okay, thank you. She told me she was a little bit taller just before, in her younger years, okay? Thank you. Okay, right, okay. But she's, I have to say, a powerhouse of authority. Lovely complexion as well, I have to say. Really lovely complexion. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, okay. Okay, and she's just telling me, you know, I only ever looked after or wanted to look after the kids. Okay, this is what she's saying to me. Okay, so she was a very, very homely person, and she always, thank you. She's just telling me she always put family first before herself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stand it for her, okay?
Yes.
Okay, what do you want to say to her, sweetheart? Okay, thank you. Give it to me. Okay. Okay. Right, give it to me again. Okay. I have to give you this, because this is what spirit are telling me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give it to me again, and I'll pass it on. Okay. Right. Okay. I'm hesitating, because I'm trying to think of a more polite way of saying this, okay? How do I say that? I can't say that word.
You could say anything you want.
Okay. I'm still really hesitant on saying this. She's just saying. Do you really want me to say that? She's adamant that I have to say this. Okay. She's saying, "Stupid girl, don't go there." Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. She's telling me you'll be a fool if you do. Okay, that's what she's saying to me. Okay, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. I have to say, she's not like she's old-fashioned, but she's not one for believing in somebody opening up themselves so quickly, if you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, say again. But they have been speaking. Okay. Okay, I said they have been speaking. She went, yeah, it's a load of old baloney. Okay. 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 Right. See, she's not colourful. She hasn't got, like, bad language. But she's very, very precise in what she wants to say. You know, she's like, stupid girl. Don't go there. You'd be a fool if you do.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, sweetheart. What's she going to do then? Okay. 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 She's just saying to me, okay? Now, you can confirm this for me. She's saying to me, well, why have you got to do all the work? Do you understand this? It's like you're having to go there instead of him having to come to you.
No, he wants to come here, but I'd rather go because my kids live where he is.
Right. Okay. Because that's what she's saying. She's saying to me, you're having to go there instead of him come to you. Okay. And she didn't quite understand that. Okay. So again. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay, she's telling me it still doesn't make it right. It still doesn't make it right. Okay? Okay, she's saying... She's almost like she's Italian, but she's not. Okay? She's like... it's just something... She's got her hand, okay? And she's got one digit out, and she's waving her finger, saying, there's just something not quite right here. Okay? Something not quite right. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay? Okay, well, calm down. Okay? Okay. She's
That's
really...
That's my grandma.
She's really energetic about what she... Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. I'm not going to tell her that. She's just saying, I'll be disappointed if you do, okay? But, sweetheart, we all have free will, okay? And we can only give you guidance, as obviously it's the class of entertainment. So...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. And she's telling me, actually... Say again. She's telling me actually you could do much better. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Say again. Who's Paul? Do you understand the name Paul in on the Earth plane? Is it Paul in the Earth plane?
No.
Paul? So you just said Paul. Yes, sir. Hang on a second. I'm just asking. She just said Paul. Okay. Who's Paul in? Okay. On the Earth plane? Yes, sir. Paul on the Earth plane. Okay, Paul on the Earth plane. Now, I have to give you the name Paul on the Earth plane. Say again. Okay. Right, okay, thank you. A gentleman name of Paul. So you have to watch out for this name of Paul, okay, that's going to come into your life, okay? I'm not saying this is the man, okay, or the twin flame or anything like that, but I am saying this gentleman's coming in. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Say again. Okay. She's also wanting to just bring my attention to Mum on the Earth plane now. She's just saying, actually, Mum's been sick recently. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. And she's also talking about the medication as well that your Mum's on or she's being put on. Do you understand this as well?
Yes.
Okay. And she's saying it's actually quite strong. Quite strong? Yes. Quite a strong medication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. She's talking about, Say again? Okay, thank you. She's just saying that you need to give your mum a bit of support. You'd understand this as well? Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Okay,
thank you. She's just saying she'll be ever so grateful. Okay? Thank you. Say again? Okay. Why is that then? She's talking about it's hard to move. I'm not quite sure what she means. What do you mean by that then?
My mom?
Okay. She finds it quite hard to move. Do you understand this as well? Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, thank you. take this as you will, okay? It would be quite nice if you could just take your mum out, okay? If that makes any sense to you, okay? So that's what she just said to me. It would be really quite nice if you could just take her out. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So your question was about, what was that? Dun, 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 dun. So your question was about, obviously, the gentleman that you're in contact with. Your question was about the gentleman that you're in contact with, okay?
Yes.
And spirit of quite, this lovely lady in spirit, okay? Thank you very much. Is obviously just answered about the fact that you need to be very cautious about this gentleman. Not that he's a bad man, okay? But, you could...
Oh, I'm very cautious.
Okay, you could do either better or there's something not quite right, okay? But obviously take the information as you wish, okay? I'm gonna finish there, okay, sweetheart?
Okay.
Take the love from this lovely lady in spirit, very strong lady, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming through. You're welcome, sweetheart. If you want
to... You have a great day.
Yeah, and yourself. But obviously, you can go back to mikespirit.fm and listen to this reading on the archives as well. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So, guys, I'm going to go and have a bit of a stretch, a bit of a drink, and listen to some music. I think we're going to go to music, and I think, yeah, we're going to go to music, and then we go back to telephone lines, I believe. So, speak to you in a couple of minutes. That was great. I love a bit of T-Rex. Gets your body moving, I suppose. So, guys, obviously, I'm coming to my last hour of my show, and I think the new format of my show is working quite well. I like doing the readings; it really gets me going. So, I like the energy, and people don't really understand what I mean by the energy of spirit, because unless you actually feel it for yourself, it's just. Oh, I don't know, it's just awesome. And every medium will tell you the same thing, that it's just really, really great. What I will say is, obviously I'm Nick Humphries, your host, okay? This is the Nick Humphries Medium Show. Look at my website, www.nick-humphries.com, because there are some fantastic shows coming up. I've got one on the 2nd of June, along with Mike, okay, who's actually producing the show tonight. And our good friend Oscar's also got a radio show. I think it's on a Wednesday, I think, I could be wrong, it's Wednesday. So it's a great show. And then obviously I've got a show on the 9th of June with Michelle Morgan, a good friend of mine, and then we've got others planned as well, the 2nd of June in Abergavenny at the Melville Theatre. But all this information is on the Facebook pages, on the events page, and also on my website, which I've already given you, www.nick-humphreys.com. Just drop me a line, drop me an email. On there, I think on my website, is even my mobile number. You know, text me, I don't mind. I am on, what's it called, Twitter? Is it Twitter? Twitter. My account is Rubix, R-U-B-I-C-X 71. Okay, so you can follow me on Twitter. Not that I go on there that often. I've got to get into the habit of going on there and, you know, doing whatever you do on Twitter. I don't know what it is. See, I'm a bit old-fashioned. So let's go back to the telephone lines. Let's see what the glorious world of spirit have got to say for us, okay? So we're going to go to, hang on, let me get this list right. Kelly?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Kelly. And how are you and where are you calling from?
I am doing okay today, and I'm calling from Monterey, California.
California. Is it nice and sunny?
It's nice and sunny. It's not that hot, though, but it's I'm not complaining.
Oh, we've got a bit more sun than we've got, so
I spent a little bit of time last year in Austin, in India, and to me that was very hot.
Wow. Well, we can have a blistering hot day, but it'd be really cold in the wind. That's just the way it is. So how can I help you?
I've been getting some indications from my guides, spirit guides and angels, that they're trying to communicate something to me. But I don't seem to be connecting with what that something is, or those somethings. So I wanted to see if I could get some guidance from you as to what they are wanting me to know. And maybe specifically in the area of finances.
Okay. I shall certainly try my best for you. Okay, and I'm sure that spirit will obviously come through and see what they've got to say. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, say again. And to you, sweetie. Okay. Right. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Sweetheart, this is really bizarre, okay? Because I haven't got a relative come through. I haven't got a friend that come through. I've actually got an angelic being come through, which is quite bizarre, okay? Say again? Okay, thank you. Okay. Right. Wow, you're lovely. Okay. Say again? Okay. Now, they're talking to some... This angelic being is very... I'm in awe, I have to say, okay? But they're talking to me about, thank you, higher consciousness. Okay, say again. Okay, thank you. They talk about higher consciousness, and they're talking about, say again, is that healing, is it? Okay, healing. They talk about healing. So, are you a healer? I know I shouldn't ask questions, but they're talking about healing. So either you should be looking at doing healing, angelic healing, okay? Say again. Okay, thank you. Okay. But they're also talking to me about deep, deep sleep. Okay? So this is talk about going into our higher consciousness. Okay? Do you understand that?
Is what they're saying is I need to be doing this?
Okay, hang on a second. Okay. Okay. When did you do that then? Can you show me a bit more? Okay. Right. Yeah, it's like you have to, like you should be doing. Okay, thank you. I'll just keep hearing the words "working with the angels," "working with the angels." Okay, this is what he's saying to me. Working with the angels. So, okay. So working with the angels, from what I would understand, okay, would be either through healing, okay, angelic healing, but it's also talking about the higher consciousness. So this is talking about taking people or yourself to the higher plane of consciousness, okay, where you can link in. Now, do you sit in development groups?
Do you mind repeating, Mike, the question?
Do you yourself sit in development groups?
I do not. I'm not sure what a development group is. But the higher consciousness part of the conversation does click.
Okay.
Thank you.
Because they just keep talking, okay? I'll say he because he looks like a man to me, okay? Keeps talking about the higher conscious. I'm going to have to readjust the sound quality because hang on a second. It's really, really bad. Right. It's talking about meditation, which will take you to higher consciousness. You need to sit in meditation to go to that higher plane, okay, to be able to link into them. They are trying to show you signals. Okay, thank you. Excuse me. They're trying to send you signals, okay, or signs, but he's just telling me it's not your fault, it's not their fault, it's just that sometimes they're getting mixed up with everything else that's going on. Okay, thank you. He's telling me actually you've been really quite busy lately. You understand this?
No, actually, I haven't been busy at all.
I've got to give it to you, sweetheart. He's talking about the fact that it's been busy around you, or you have been busy. Okay, thank you. I want to take you to your thoughts. Busy with your thoughts, he's telling me. You understand this?
Busy with my thoughts?
With your thoughts, yes. Your thinking pattern.
Oh, my
your
thoughts.
Yeah.
My thinking, yes. Thoughts. Very good, yes.
Okay. So he's telling me that it actually... Because you're not allowing other stuff to come in, because you're thinking about so much, okay, at the time, that when they're trying to send them, they're getting missed in the ether. Wow, what was that?
Okay, thank you.
It's just saying we'll keep trying, but sometimes it will help them, okay, if you can sit in meditation, find a group where you can be taken into a deep, deep meditation, and I'm talking quite a deep meditation, where your consciousness will be taken up to the higher plane, where they will see you and talk to you personally. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. I'm also being drawn to a gentleman in. Second. Okay. Thank you. In spirit. Okay. But as a guide, a gentleman, quite tall. Thank you. I want to say slender, but quite a big build as well. So it's a bit of a mix. Okay. Thank you. But this will be a guide for you. And thank you. And he's telling me actually you're already aware of it, of him as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Obviously, you know, sometimes we do have like Native American and Buddhist monks and so on. I almost want to go towards the Native American with this gentleman, but I'm not quite sure. So can't. Okay. Thank you. Say again. Yeah, actually, do you know what? I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to say, actually, it's probably a Native American guy, purely by the way he's making me stand, okay? Okay, thank you. Okay. He's also going to help you, okay? He's going to help you connect, he's saying. He's going to help you connect. Okay, thank you. Okay, what about the finances? Can you help with the finances? Okay. It's talking about actually. Say again. Right. It's talking about your finances as being a bit of a block at the moment. There's either a blockage. Okay. Thank you. Okay. But also talking about. Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Because what he's doing is he's walking around me, and he's showing me like as if I'm cleansing myself. So he's talking about we need to, every now and again, we need to cleanse ourselves to get rid of the negativity around us, okay? And it could be to do with any sort of aspect of our lives. So you need to just either cleanse, but take away any negative aspect because there's a blockage within this. Do you understand this?
Okay. It would make sense. Seems something's blocking somewhere.
Yeah, so we do have to sometimes stand back and say, you know, I don't want any more of this negativity and cut away certain things. But I want to say, actually, it's to do with the finances. If thinking, because he's talking about it being very slow at the time as well. Okay, thank you. But I have to say, out of all of this, I feel the most important thing is actually this connectivity that you need to do. Okay, thank you. And I know it's quite a high plane because I'm holding my arms up in the air. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, right, thank you. Sweetheart, I'm going to leave it there, okay? Because they're telling me they're going to do the... Yeah, go on, okay.
May I ask one question?
Sorry, say again, you're breaking up.
Mm-hmm. I was asking if I may ask a question to clarify.
We have double feedback. Yeah, we are. Have you got the volume turned up at your end?
I do not have the radio off.
Okay, ask me again now because it's much better now.
I was asking if I may ask a question for clarification.
Okay.
And my question was, when I went to India, I met with a master yogi there who I feel very connected with, and I was wondering if this would be a good source for me to continue to tap into, or, you know, if I should make that my priority, being around this individual, doing that work with that individual.
Okay, hang on a second. Okay. Again, does she need to stay with this person or does she need to move on? Sweetheart? Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. What they're saying to me, okay, this is both the angelic and this tall gentleman, is that we all have to learn things in our lives, okay? If you want to go ahead with this person, then do it. But I do feel actually the important part is actually working with this angelic figure. Okay, but say again. Okay, so she's got to do this. So she's got to be with you, or okay. There is no choice. Okay, you don't have to choose between that person or this person. You need to do what's right for you. Okay, because if it's important, they will always be there, ready to work for you and with you. Okay. Okay. Say again.
Right.
Okay. Saying this, I do feel this person that you're talking about has actually got an important lesson for you to learn, which might enhance what they're trying to get into or trying to get to. I think either way, you will get there. Say again. Okay. But they are quite keen in you working with them, I have to say. All right, sweetie?
All right, well, thank you so much for your...
Does that answer your question?
Guidance. Yes, thank you very much.
Yes, thanks. Okay, and to you. If you want to listen to the reading again, obviously it's on the archives and Mike FM. And have a nice time. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much. Have a good day. Thank you for your time.
And yourself. Right, guys, we're just going to go to... hang on, let me just have a look. Have I got another caller? Okay. I think we're going to go to another caller, and then I think we're going to have another track, I believe. Last one of the evening, I reckon. So let's go to caller 305, area code 305. Are you there? Thank you, Spirit. Okay, thank you. Hello? More calling Awesome. What calling Austin? Area code 305. Okay, 305's not there. So let's try
I'm
another.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. How are you? And who are you? And can I have your name?
Hello. Franny.
Sorry. Say again.
Hello. Franny. Franny. Franny.
Hi, Franny. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry I didn't respond soon. I didn't hear.
Did you fall asleep?
Well, I was late. I was resting.
You fell asleep. Okay.
No.
And whereabouts are you? Whereabouts are you, sweetheart?
I'm sorry. Say again. I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago. Okay. Very nice. And how can I help you, sweetheart?
Well, I was hoping maybe someone in spirit would like to say hello. I'm in need of a job and have some financial matters to attend to, so I was wondering if there was any wise words.
Okay, any wise words? Okay, let's see what spirit will have for us, okay? Okay, thank you, sir. Step forward. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm just asking spirit just to step forward. Hang on a second. Okay. Because as I'm asking, my attention's being drawn to a gentleman that's coming forward. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. He's quite tall. Well, he's a bit. He's either my height. He's 5'9" to 5'10". You don't understand a gentleman in spirit that's connected to you in the spirit world. Do you understand this? Quite tall.
Okay.
Okay. 5'9", 5'10". Sweetheart, I want to say I feel like father figure to this gentleman. You understand this?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So I want to go one step closer and probably say this is dad. Do you understand dad in spirit?
Yes, it is. Yes, here.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Again, I feel quite homely with him as well. Okay. Thank you. Okay. You're just talking about resting his feet. Why are you resting your feet? Okay. He liked to put his feet up, he's telling me. Okay, you'd understand this with your dad that's in spirit. That he liked to put his feet up. But he wasn't lazy. It's just something that he just said. I have to give you everything he's saying, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Okay.
Can you give me a bit more? Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, can you give me that a bit more? Okay. Sweetheart, can you understand that he either had a chest complaint before his passing? You understand this with him?
Possibly, yes. Yes, I wasn't in the area. You know, I wasn't there when he passed, but
okay.
Most likely I could relate, yes.
It's just giving me that feeling of a chest complaint before his passing. Okay, sweetheart, thank you. Take that away for me. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. He's quite... he's a very happy man, I have to say. A very happy man. Okay. He just said to me, mustn't grumble. Okay. So he wasn't one for much grumbling, if you understand what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was soft-spoken.
Yeah, he's really soft-spoken, but he didn't grumble. He didn't moan or, you know, he just, thank you. He just told me, yeah, you know, I just got on with it. That sort of thing. Really, really gentle energy. Okay, thank you. Okay, but he's also talking about a lady that's in spirit that's connected to him also. You understand this?
Yes,
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. This lady would have stood a little bit shorter than him, probably about 5'8" in height. You understand this as well? Thank you, sweetheart. And she would have had... Okay, thank you. Why are you showing me that? Okay. She would have had... greyish dark hair but going grey, okay, in hair colour, okay, thank you, and she's showing me it's either big waves or curls that she would have worn it in, thank you, sweetheart, okay, do you understand this lady in spirit? I'm trying to give you a bit more, she keeps popping in, popping out, so I'm asking her to stand in a little bit more, because I think she might have something to say, so hang on a second. Okay, and you're connected to this gentleman. Okay, and you are... Okay, thank you. Okay. She's given me... she just said to me, grandmother in spirit. Okay, so this is grandmother in spirit.
Okay.
You understand this, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, and she's also showing me a stick. Okay, so either she had either a walking stick or she... Okay, thank you. She's telling me, yes, I had a walking stick because I had a bad leg. You understand this?
Yes,
okay.
I can understand,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Right. The gentleman's not really saying much. He's just standing there. I feel that what he did is he just helped build the energy for this lady because she's coming through a bit stronger now. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, what's that? Okay, she's talking to me about hard times. It's been hard times. Is this with you, sweetheart? Is this lady?
Yeah.
Okay. But she's just generally talking about it's been hard times. So I want to put this to you. There's been hard times around you recently as well.
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. She's talking... second. Right. Okay. Why are you talking about that then? She's saying to me about pennies. Say again, pennies? Okay. She's saying to me about saving pennies. She keeps going on about pennies. Okay. Come back in for a bit. Okay, thank you. Back in a bit more. Okay, and you're talking about pennies. Saving, yes, she's going, yes, pennies, saving. So you understand what you've had to save up, or it's almost like you've been scraping the barrel for or trying to save up just for amenities and stuff like that. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. She's telling me, she just said to me, we are watching. Okay, thank you. What's that then? Okay. Really? Okay. Okay. She's talking. What other? You really want me to give you that? Okay. She's talking about lodger. You could take a lodger. Really?
No.
I need to work with this. Okay. So hang on a second, because she's talking. Say again. It sounded to me like lodger. So hang on a second. Lodger. Who? Do you understand the name Roger?
I don't know anyone.
Okay.
I know someone, but...
Okay, say again?
I know a rock. Me or them?
No, you, sweetheart, because she's...
Oh, me?
It sounded to me like lodger, but I could have got it wrong because of the interference on the radio. But it could have been Roger. So she's talking about either a lodger or a Roger. Okay, so okay, sweetheart. Okay. Right. Okay. Where are you going with that then? Because she's talking to me about. Okay, so again. Okay. I have to say, it's really bizarre because she's coming in to my atmosphere and she's just saying one word and then walking out. It's really bizarre, so I keep asking her to come back in. Okay, thank you. Can you come back in a bit stronger? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Work. Yes, that's what I wanted to ask you about, work. Right. Okay. She's talking to me about looking closer to home. So you're looking for work?
Yes, I am.
She's talking to me about looking closer to home.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay. And she keeps talking to and showing me in my mind, okay, the outside. So like a garden or something like that. So it's either to do with gardening or... Second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's something to do... Thank you. But she's talking about flowers and planting and sowing and so on. So she's talking about... Thank you. Okay. But either she like this, or is it something that you should be looking into? But she's talking to me about you should be looking closer to home. So either doing some sort of gardening or... Do you understand where she's coming from with this? It's really bizarre.
Yes, I've done that for many years. And, I've gardened for other people for many years. But I didn't think I was going to be doing that anymore.
Well, maybe this is something you should be looking into and maybe this could be a source of income for you. I think that's what she's trying to say. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Say again? What's that? Apple pie. What? See, some of the things we get is really bizarre, and we have to give you it, okay? So she's talking about apple pie, okay? Is that your favourite, then? Okay. She's talking about apple pie being a favourite of hers, I think, okay, from what she's saying. Do you understand this?
Okay, all right.
And she's just trying... Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. And the gentleman, okay, can you give that to me again? Okay. Right. The gentleman has just given me, he's just given me a nudge, he's just given me a medal. Okay. Thank you. Have a look. Okay. Right, so he's given me a military feel to this medal, okay? So there would be a link to the military of this gentleman, okay? Is that right? Okay, do you understand this?
Well,
you understand
it? Not necessarily to him, but my husband's in spirit, and he was into history and military stuff, but that
right.
He's not who you've been describing.
No, I have to go with what he's just said to me, okay? He's talking to me about a medal. I can see, it's a silver star, okay? He's showing me a silver star. I've got it in my hand. He's showing me. He's talking about grandfather. Grandfather? Yes. Grandfather. Look towards grandfather, okay? His dad, okay? Silver star. What's that for then? Okay. Look for bravery, he's talking about, okay? Look for bravery. I think they're just trying to give you a bit more evidence, okay? So bravery. Okay, silver star? Is that what you got for silver star? Okay. Right. Okay. So I want to bring this to a close because I want to say to you that this lovely lady is talking about apple pie again. Right. Okay. Right, I have to say it. She's talking about apple pie. Yes, it's my favourite. It's homemade. Okay, homemade. So she would have done homemade cooking. Okay, this lovely lady. Everybody seems to think that grandma's done homemade cooking. They don't. Okay, it's not always the dumb thing. But this lady is telling me because it's actually hot apple pie. Okay, thank you. But she's talking about you. Doing more with the garden, more planting and so on. This is something that you need to talk about, okay, or think about doing, okay? I'm going to leave their love with you, okay? I tell you, they're absolutely lovely. But look at that little bit of information, okay? Dad in spirit, and look for his dad as well that's in spirit with this military connection, because there's something there for you as well. I have to be really short and sweet with my readings now. I have to be a bit stricter.
Thank you so much, Nick. You're a doll. I so appreciate that.
You're welcome, sweetheart. But obviously, you can listen to this again in the archives of MikeSpirit.fm, okay? Anytime you
like. Alrighty.
All right, thank you, sweetheart.
Many blessings. Thank you.
And to you, too. Right, I think I'm going to have one more break, okay? I'm going to have one last track, and this is a boogie-woogie one. So listen to the music. I'm going to go back to the telephone lines just after this, before the end of the show. I'll speak to you in a minute.
Oh,
Anyway, sorry, I think I might have had my mic on mute. Sorry, guys. So anyway, yes, that was Stevie Winwood in Madison Square with the Eric Clapton. Great track. So I think I'm going to go back to the telephone lines as promised. So I think I've got Donna on, I think. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is that Donna?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Donna. And where are you calling from, sweetie?
Ottawa, Canada.
Canada. Wow, cool. Okay. And how can I help you?
I'm just wondering if you see a man named Cameron and I communicating again, if you will step forward and contact me.
Okay. Okay, so let's just link to Spirit and see what they've got to say. Hang on a second. Okay. 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 Right. I'm going to take this as a bit of a signal as well, okay? There seems to be a bit of interference on this line, okay, that we have. So I'm going to take this from what Spirit are talking to me about, is that there's actually a bit of interference going on in between you and him. You understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, thank you. And I just heard the word static as well. They're telling me things have gone a bit static. So there's no movement from you, no movement from the other person. You understand this as well? Okay, thank you. You understand this?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
They're telling me, they're giving me the word static. So things have gone a bit static between you and this person in question. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay, 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 thank you. Thank you. Okay, they're talking to me about movement, okay? And I, at the moment, I'll be honest, I haven't got anybody that's linked to you at the moment. I'm talking to my helpers here, okay? Now, they're talking to me about movement, so there has to be a bit of movement, thank you, a bit of leeway between you and him, okay? Thank you. Or that, I have to say, or that person, okay? So, okay. Right. Because they're also giving me the impression, okay, they're just talking to me about long distance. Long distance. You understand why they're talking about long distance?
Yes, he lives a distance away.
Okay. Okay. Right. How are we going to rectify that then? Is he going to get back in contact? Okay. Okay, thank you. It's just saying, he will get back in contact, but actually he's quite sluggish. So what they're talking to me about is the fact that... Okay, wow, okay, that's really weird. That he's either either a bit slow at actually doing things, or it just, yeah, I want to give you that. He just takes his time. You know, he does it in his own time. If you make sense of that, you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. It's just part of him, unfortunately. Okay, it's just part of how he ticks. Okay, thank you. Say again. Okay. Right. Okay. What, recently? Okay. They also talk to me about the 6 months. They're giving me 6 months. Now, I want to take you back 6 months, not forward 6 months, back 6 months. Because they're taking me back 6 months, like something happened 6 months ago, okay, between you and this person. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. And they also talk to me, okay? So again, this is my helpers, my guides, okay? Are saying to me, actually, do you know what? She should have seen the signs 6 months ago, okay? Because there was something going on 6 months ago. Okay, you'd understand this now. I know you've already said you understand 6 months, but something quite dramatic happened 6 months ago.
So
you understand this?
So will he step forward and contact me, you said? Do you know when?
Right, hang on, I'm getting there, because while they're talking to me, they want you to be aware of 6 months ago. You'd understand that 6 months ago, there was something going on between you and this other person 6 months ago. You'd understand this.
Yeah, it was very something similar to now.
Right, okay. Okay, so, right. Okay. She wants to know if there's anything, or is there any contact coming up? Okay. They're telling me, actually, it's like you've put your life on hold. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's where the movement's not. It's not there, okay? Okay. Sweetheart, they're telling me, actually, you know, you can't be putting your life on hold. Say again. Okay. Right, okay. Okay. Right. Say again. Right. Yes, he will make contact. Again, I want to say to you that it will be under his own steam, okay? And it will be when he feels like it. Okay, thank you. Okay. And they're asking me a question, okay? This is my guides and my helpers asking me a question to ask you, okay? Is really, does this person want to live like this? But, sweetheart, this is up to you, okay? I don't want to know the answer. Okay, it's one that they're putting to you. Okay. On the other hand, okay, what I am being told is also that actually, well, you could have told me that before. Thank you. Anyway, because they're going back to 6 months. Okay, 6 months. 6 months. Okay. Okay, thank you. Look 6 months ahead. So we're in May now, June, July, August, September, October. What's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. November. November. Because I keep seeing snow and stuff like that. So, snow? Snow? Am I seeing snow? Yeah, I'm seeing snow. They keep showing me snow. Mm-hmm. So it'd be a time of snowy periods, okay? So does that make sense with you? You understand this?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Because they're talking about snow. So actually, right. Thank you. Okay. They're talking about the first fall of snow. When the first fall of snow comes, that's when it won't be when he first contacts you. This is when you first get together, maybe. Okay. So leave it as that, because it's either he's going to get in contact with you, or it will be the start of a relationship. Okay. They're not giving me either or, but they give me November. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. But also they're talking to me about movement. So there's a move with this as well. Either you're going to be moving, okay, or there's going to be a... Okay, thank you. I am going to give you this. Either you will be moving, okay? Either you'll be moving locally or you'll be moving further afield, but I feel further afield, be honest, okay? So that makes any sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, okay. Right. And they're also telling me actually the process starts very soon. The process starts very soon of this move. So either you're thinking about it already, you know about it, or you're already taking action about it, okay? But it starts very, very soon. You understand this?
Yes, I understand that.
Okay, right, thank you. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. So your question, sweetheart, was, are you going to, or is he going to get in contact with you? The answer is yes, he will, but under his own steam, okay? Looking towards November time, but there will be a move. So either it'll be a move towards him, okay, or it'll be a move in a different direction. I'm feeling towards him, okay? So I do feel a move towards him. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. But sometimes they're just saying to me, sometimes these things just take time, okay? So is that all right for you, sweetheart? I'm going to leave it there, okay?
Well, will we be in communication before November?
Okay, will there be a movement? Okay, thank you. Yes, there will be. Thank you.
I'm just wondering, between now and November, will we have consistent communication? Okay.
They're talking to me about texting, because they're making my thumbs go. it's quite bizarre.
Yeah, that's what we do. Yes, that's what we do all the time. Will we be doing that, between now and November?
Okay. Is that the only communication she's going to have between now and November? Okay. Right. Okay. No, it's not. It's not the only communication you're going to have. You will have a phone call. Say again. Okay. Look towards next month for a phone call. Or even maybe towards the end of this month. So on the cusp. Okay. May, June. Okay. They just give me a date. 15th. Okay. 15. They're telling me to look for, but my thumbs are going. Can you take that away? Because I don't really want to be texting to nobody. Okay, thank you. So there will be more communication and other communication between the two of you. Okay, but bear in mind things can come into play where things can get changed. Okay, so we have free will. Okay.
Okay, but so the All end right, of May, are. Mid June, maybe.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So best to let him come forward.
I'm feeling the 15th of June, okay, where a phone call will be made or other form of communication will be made. I don't really want to put it down to a telephone call, but other forms of communication will be made. All right.
Yeah. That helps. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. If you want to listen back to this, obviously it's in the archives at www.mikespirit.fm. Okay, anytime you like, listen to it over and over. Right, sweetheart, I'm going to leave the love of just my guides and so on to you. Okay, just take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I need another drink, I think. Right, so we're going to go back to... This is going to be interesting. Right, we're going to go back to the telephone lines, and I believe we've got Shelley. Shelley, is that right, Shelley?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
This is Shelley from Nova Scotia, Canada.
Okay, wow. wow. Okay, and how can I help you, sweetheart?
I want to ask about the next few months, if there's some better stuff coming in for me, like more peace and freedom. It's been a bit hectic the last while.
Okay, sweetheart, also I'm being just told just then as you're talking, okay, there's been some tears recently as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay.
My youngest son is going away to school.
Oh, bless. We all have to do it at some stage.
I know.
Okay. Okay. Can you give me that? Okay, sweetheart. Okay. Right. Do you know, I want to say this to you, okay, because this is what I'm being told by this lovely lady that's making herself present to me, okay?
Okay.
Actually, do you know you say life's been really busy and hectic at the moment. You understand this?
It has been for a long time.
Okay. Because her words were, would you have it any other way? Okay? Really? Would you have it? That's what her... I want to take your attention to a lovely lady in spirit that would have had... it looks to me like a blondish colour hair to me, okay? I think it's right. Okay. Gosh, she looks like the Golden Girls. And that's the appearance that I get from her. So, thank you. She's not as old as you would think. Because I want to put her towards the end of her 50s, early 60s in age.
Probably my grandmother on my mother's side. She's in her 50s when she died.
Okay. But I want to stick with the Golden Girls image because that's what she presents herself, that sort of attitude, really bubbly, okay, and full of life. You'd understand that with her.
That would be her. I didn't know her, but that's what I heard
about this is the lady that's saying to me, really, would you have your life any other way to be busy, okay? Okay, but sweetheart, you have to understand that sometimes it's not as good, you know, for some people, okay?
Just not
Okay, thank you. She's talking about... A second. Right. Because she's talking about the unhappiness being around the gentleman. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And she just said to me, he's gone? You understand this?
He's gone.
Do you understand? She just said, this unhappiness is about a gentleman, but he's gone. You'd understand that. He's gone for good or...
He's gone out of my life?
Yeah, that's what I'm just asking. Hang on. I just need to clean my throat. Just bear me a second. Okay. Sweetheart, can you just explain what you mean? He's gone or... Okay, thank you. He's gone out of life? Thank you. Because she's just saying, actually, this is the cause of... There's been arguments as well. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's saying...
Two family members.
Okay. But, thank you. But she's saying that sometimes... It was the cause of the arguments?
I have
to give you what it's saying, okay? I knew you can make sense of
it,
okay? But he was the cause of the arguments as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And I have to say, he's gone. And I'm asking, is that mean he's gone out of her life? And I'm getting a resounding yes. Do you understand this as well?
No. He's still around.
Okay. Right. Hang on. But you're saying yes, she's not understanding that. What do you mean by he's gone out of her life? Okay. Thank you. She just said, yeah, he's backed away. He's backed away. You understand this?
Backed away. Must be somebody else.
Okay. She's going, no. It's not somebody else. It's him. It's him.
My brother.
Okay. Don't feed me too much information because I want to get this information right for you. Okay. What do you mean he's backed away? Okay. What, he's backed away and from her life? Okay. I'll give you what she's saying. Okay. He's backed away from your life and taking the trouble away, if that makes any sense. Okay? It's really, really weird. She's talking because she's saying to me that there was a lot of arguments between him and another female as well, another lady. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And if he hasn't backed away, he is going to, okay? Because that's what she keeps talking about, okay? He's going to back away.
Lovely.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. Okay. She's also bringing my attention as well. Thank you, Sarah. Can you give me that? Okay. She's also... Right, there's two things. She's bringing my attention to the fact that some of this has scared others as well. Okay. Okay. And the other thing that she's been drawing my attention to was a ring. Okay. Now
a ring.
I'm looking at a wedding band. I'm looking at. Okay. 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 Thank you. Is it 1, 2, or 3? Okay. A wedding band. She's saying to me. But actually, when I look closely, it looks like a collection of rings that would have been worn on the wedding finger. Okay? I think it's right. Okay? Because I when I first looked at them, they look quite chunky, and I did question as why they look quite chunky, but they look like either she wore the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the eternity ring all on one finger. You understand this?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, I think it's right. Okay. 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 Right. Okay. Wait, what? Okay. She keeps taking my attention to the engagement ring, okay? For two reasons. Two reasons. The first reason is the symbolism against engagement, okay? Or around engagement.
Okay.
So either there's an engagement coming up, okay?
Hey.
Hey. Don't know. But she's talking about engagement. So there's either engagement coming up. Okay. So either if it hasn't happened, look into it because it's going to come up. Who's the engagement for, sweetheart? Okay, because she's giving me a celebration as well around the engagement. Okay.
Really?
So hang on. And what's the other thing for, sweetheart? What was it? You said there was one or two things. Okay. 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 She's not. She's just shaking her head now. She's just going, no, just the engagement ring. But also, second. Okay. Okay. But she's talking about the fact that somebody has got this engagement ring as well. That's the other thing. Is that right, sweetheart? Yeah, somebody's got this, and I've still got my finger on my wedding finger. She's talking about her wedding ring. Somebody has got it.
Okay.
Somebody's actually wearing her engagement ring. So this is something you need to look into, maybe. Okay.
Okay.
Someone give me sweetheart. Someone give me. Okay. She's just saying as well. Do you know? Okay. Thank you. She's saying things will settle down. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Things will settle down. It will just take a little bit of time. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But you will notice that actually the energy will change once this person backs out. That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
I think it's... Okay. 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 What's that then? Okay. Okay, really. Right, she's talking about your youngest.
Yes.
Actually, very bright.
Yes.
Very, very bright. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you understand, actually, that he's been crying as well?
No.
It wouldn't
surprise me.
She's just saying, actually, he's been crying. Now, I'm not sure. I feel this is actually probably something to do with either the situation that's going on, it's either having an effect on him. Okay? Is that right? Is that right?
Or going
to school or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he's been quiet. Okay, thank you. Needs a hug. Okay. Okay, sweetheart.
That is so sweet.
Okay, sweetie. Anything else you want to go before I finish off? Okay. She's just telling me to tell you to just keep smiling, okay? She's telling me good times ahead of you, okay? But also, she's just telling me busy times ahead of you as well. So things are going to still remain to be busy, which is a good thing. Okay. But I think all the other bad stuff or the negativity around you is going to calm itself down around this person because that person is going to back away. Okay.
Wonderful. That was amazing.
Sweetheart.
Thank you so much. You're amazing.
Your office, thank you. Don't thank me. Thank Spirit. Okay. Because
thank
I will
you,
leave.
Spirit.
I will leave their love with you. Sweetheart, if you want to listen
thank
to the reading
you.
Again, okay, go
I
back.
I will.
Archive. Okay, so
thanks so much.
Thank you for joining. Okay, I don't think I've got any more time for any more readings at the moment, but I'd like to thank everybody that phones in at, you know, from all these wonderful places. I just would never ever be able to phone up these people unless they phone me on Skype, obviously. So anyway, I'm going to come towards the end of my show. I'm obviously the host, Nick Humphreys. Again, let me give you some important information as well. You can find me at www.nick-humphreys.com or Facebook, International Medium, Nick Humphreys. You can like my page and I will friend request you, or you can go to my other page, which is Nick Humphreys, and also on Twitter, but I'm not really using Twitter yet. I've really got to get into the flow of this Twitter thing, which is Rubix71, which is RUBIXX71. My website is being updated. I'm having it redone. So if it shows a little bit of weird information on it, just bear in mind that that's what's going on. Obviously, my show every Tuesday at 9 o'clock, which I love. Okay, and I'd like to thank obviously Mike for producing, because I know Mike is poorly as well. There seems to be something going around, because I've been poorly for a few weeks. I'm actually on antibiotics now. And Mike has come down with some sort of man flu, but bless his heart, he stuck it out for 2 hours for me and done the producing for the show. Obviously, our best wishes go to Rob out in America, and hope he has a full recovery very soon and very quick, so we can obviously produce our shows for us next week. So I'm going to leave you all there. Thank you once again for all your lovely messages and getting in contact with the show. Until next week, love and light.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website, www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.